This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. That opening tune is one called Galatea, and it was named after a little farming valley in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, where my sister and her husband had a farm. And I used to go down and stay there, and I remember sitting on their porch and sort of putting together that chord sequence and thinking, that would make a nice banjo tune. And so I hope you think it was a nice banjo tune as well. And I named it after the valley. Let's hear from the Country Gentlemen's now, the original Country Gentlemen, what's considered the original Country Gentlemen, Eddie Adcock, John Duffy, Charlie Waller and Tom Gray. And this is one of their first recordings, a song written by Carter Stanley called Going to the Races. And it sounds like this.
Here's a song we haven't done also in quite a while. Excuse me. Thing called Going to the Races.
Well, they say we can't get married. They say I'm not worthy of you. But they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what we've gone through.
I'm going to the races to see my pony run. And if I win any greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun. Raise your window high. And when you see me leaving, Lord, Lord, hang down your head and cry.
I'm going to the races to see my pony run. And if I win in greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun.
¶¶
Martin, there's something you should do. That long tail roustabout that you wear don't do a thing for you.
I'm going to the races to see my pony run. And if I win any greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun.
Oh, obviously recorded live and getting a great reaction. The country gentlemen were really responsible for the new direction of bluegrass music, taking it away from maybe the Nashville sound, the Nashville influence anyway, the Flat and Scruggs influence. Even though that they loved Flat and Scruggs music, Stanley Brothers music, they introduced a lot of new songs into the genre, and they also put on a very entertaining show, and the country gentlemen are just known for that and did much to foster a new approach to bluegrass music, and I'm delighted that they did because I loved it. Sawmill Road is a great band, and I learned about them from Mark Miracle, who turned toured New Zealand several years ago with some friends, and he's never been at it with Sawmill Road, but I found out about the band and I just love it. Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Steve Spurgeon on bass, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. I've picked a song called Four Road By. It's written by Ian Tyson, wonderful writer, and Dick, the fiddle player, is doing the lead, Steve is doing the tenor, and Bruce is doing the baritone. That's a different lineup from normal, and it's a great song. Whatever Sawmill Road do, they do a fine job of it. I think you'll enjoy the song Four Road By.
And that wild Alex Hare, they were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere. Now Willie Palmer's stallion was no $20 cows, and when the wild one stole me, I tailed it into town. John Asher in those days kept the order in the district, but before he'd ridden 30 miles and the plane was shut him down. Four rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare. They were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere. Shepherd known as Kelly saw the wild ones as they passed. They shot him with the rifle and they took his watch and chain. And when the posse found him there in the lonely cabin, hunger took their bite away and no one else was slain.
Four rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare.
In that province that they'd strung up brothers three. A son killed 19 Germans across the seas back in 17. And one thing that's for damn sure, a wild old family.
War rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare. They were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them.
them anywhere.
Oh, they're a fine band. Lovely driving banjo by Dick Brown there. Really enjoyable. Evidently, he came out to Australia a few years ago and I missed it. He came out with one of the bands and visiting. He was just guesting on banjo. I would love to have seen him play because I'm a real fan of his. Well, we had a country gentleman tune just a few tunes back, and Eddie Adcock was a banjo player, and Eddie had a different way of playing. He thought differently. He was a fine guitarist and a fine singer. And he thought differently about banjo, and he came up with some great banjo tunes. And I've got an album by John Hickman, who's a wonderful banjo player, and the album's called Don't Mean Maybe, and he's doing lots of great banjo tunes with his himself playing banjo, Byron Beline on fiddle and some mandolin, Dan Creary on guitar, that's a great guitarist, and George Hickman, I presume his brother, on bass, and they do some excellent music, and he does a version of an Eddie Adcock tune, one called Turkey Knob, which I assume is named for a place. But anyway, here's John Hickman and friends playing an Eddie Adcock tune, Turkey Knob. Turkey Knob, and that's John Hickman's version of an Eddie Adcock tune. And for all the banjo players out there, I think it's played using D shapes in your open tuning with the fifth string up to A. And that's one of my favourite ways of playing. I love that low D note in there. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, while I commented that the country gentlemen were doing their best to progress the bluegrass music genre by introducing a lot of music from folk music, catching up with the folk craze, I think, they were really doing. Meanwhile, in Nashville, we had people like the Osborne Brothers who were countrifying bluegrass in lots of ways, and they were still playing great songs, or they always chose some really interesting songs from interesting writers, but they often added some percussion and a bit of steel guitar often in there, a bit of harmonica with Charlie McCoy, as did Flat and Scruggs at a different time. And this one there, I've got a album called Fastest Grass Alive at the Osborne Brothers, came out in 1974, and Sonny is playing banjo and doing vocals, Bobby Osborne mandolin and vocals, Dale Sled was on guitar and vocals, Robbie Osborne was on drums, Dennis Digby on bass, Ray Eddington on guitar, Hal Rugg on pedal steel, Charlie McCoy on harmonica, if he's in this one, Vassar Clements on fiddle. And so they had a great lineup. And this is a good song about an embryo bluegrass band called The Fastest Grass Alive. And it's the Osborne Brothers. Let's listen to them.
Living somewhere on that mountainside, finger picking good kin, healthy pride, wanting the fastest grass alive. Up Rocky Top there lived the breeding brothers, Albus, Rufus, Festus, Fred, and Little Will. They could lay that bluegrass down slicker than a blue tick hound, and smoother than the moonshine from their still. Most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good kin, Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. Been the five most wanted men in Leslie County since their reputation reached the county seat. The sheriff, he finally told his men, said, I want them boys brought in and signed up to my recording company. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good kin, Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. Let's listen to the grass now. The sheriff sent a posse up that mountain. He said, place them breeding boys under arrest. But the posse went stone blind on music and moonshine. They must be up there, cause friends ain't come down that mountain yet. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good kin, Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. Finger picking good kin, Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive.
Oh, that's the Osborne Brothers doing some real bluegrass there with some really hot pedal steel in there by Hal Rugg. And I think it made a great addition to the song. Oh, we're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm having fun playing some of the music that I really enjoyed listening to, and I love sharing it with you. I hope you're enjoying it too as we go along. We've got the Spinney Brothers next, and this is from the album Side by Side, came out in 2010, and I've picked a song called I'm Going to Try. Spinney Brothers, Alan Spinney on guitar and lead vocals, and he often goes up and does a tenor on the choruses, and Rick Spinney plays banjo and does lead vocals. Terry Mumford plays bass. Gary Dalrymple on mandolin. Ron Stewart is doing some fiddle work, and it's a good, fun banjo They're from Nova Scotia in Canada. That's where you write to them, and they write some really good songs. And they wrote this one, I'm Gonna Try. It's written by Rick Spinney, the banjo player, and they describe it as a light-hearted song about what a person could, would, and should do in a relationship with the one they love. Well, this is good advice, isn't it? Should be for everybody, or maybe it's just directed at me. Let's listen to the song, I'm Gonna Try.
If I were a builder, I'd build you a castle, furnished with love that's true and strong. If I were a builder, I'd use these two hands, working my fingers to the bone. If I were an artist, I'd paint you a picture so you could see I'm lovesick with the blues. If I were an artist, I'd use just one color. Blue be the color that I choose. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure are getting high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. Singer, I'd sing you a ballad I know would bring a tear to any eye. If I were a singer, I'd sing it so lonesome it would even make me cry. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure get high. If I could, know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. So I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure are getting high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. All I can do is say I'm gonna try.
I'm going to try. Well, even that, those words are a bit of a help, aren't they, knowing that you're going to try. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs. It's mostly CDs today. And I just select something that I think you're going to enjoy because I'm going to enjoy playing it for you and hoping that you like it. Lots of the music's from... Oh, for CDs, for starting in the 1980s, I think we got started to get CDs. Before that, it was all LPs. I've got lots of LPs, and occasionally I have a bit of a burst on them. Music comes from all over the place, and just it's music. It's tracks that I've accumulated over the years, so I don't profess to have a great wide collection of bluegrass music. It's just ones that I've bought over the period. So I hope you're going to enjoy visiting with me and sharing with me some music. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've lived there most of my life, and Hamilton, New Zealand is where we started the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, which I was part of for a long time. We might hear from them a little bit later because I like promoting a little bit of local music. Hamilton, New Zealand seems a long way from bluegrass music. I've had the good fortune to be able to travel to the USA and go to festivals and watch some live music there, but it's an international language, and there's great bluegrass music played all over the world, and we get a sample of it here in New Zealand. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're in New Zealand, passing through Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. They have a wonderful collection of instruments available for sale, new instruments from Martins to Quartz and everything in between, and in fact, even lower entry levels courts are pretty good, I think, these days. Do a wonderful job of making a budget guitar. Mandolins and banjos, you'll find electric instruments, keyboards, drums, all the accessories you could hope for, finger picks, thumb picks, flat picks, round picks, all sorts of shapes and sizes, anything to meet your needs. Go and see the folks at Shearer's. They're all musicians working in the shop, and they will understand your needs. You can have a conversation with them about your music and come out with something that you'll really appreciate. Oh, I'm going to play you an album that when I first got this album, I could hardly believe it. 1980 it came out, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice just doing duets, and it was absolute magic, and I still remember my reaction when I first put the album on, and this is the first track off the album, classic song, which I knew, Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and it's an absolute classic version, just the guitar and a mandolin, the two voices. Let's hear them.
Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
Oh, that is so pretty. And such a beautiful blend of voices and the two instruments. The whole album is like that. They do duets, a lot of gospel songs in there, a couple of instrumentals, and that's Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs, and they were a magic combination just with the two of them there. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to hear from John Rushman and the Jaybirds from the album Stellar Jays. This is way back in 2007, almost 19 years ago, and they are saw these people at a Grass Valley festival, the Father's Day festival, and I loved their approach to the music. It's bluegrassy and it's sort of folky, and it's always have nice songs. And Nick Hornbuckle, the banjo player, plays an interesting two-finger style, which adds a certain sound to the group that other bands don't have. Jim Nunnally plays guitar, Greg Spatz plays fiddle, Trish Sasha Gagnon on bass, John Reichman on mandolin, and they do a wonderful collection of duets and songs and instrumentals. We're going to hear two of them. It's a bit of a feature part of the show right in the middle of the thing. The first one is a song called On My Way to You, and they say about that, On My Way to You was written by Tricia Gagnon, and Tricia's doing the lead and Jim and John are doing the harmonies. Tricia wrote this one, walking the hay fields behind her house, admiring the swans in the cornfield, the Cascade Mountains, and thinking about how much she loves being home and how often she has to be gone play music. Then this song was a gift for her husband, Eddie. Isn't that nice? And the next one is one called Fire on the Mountain, also written by Trish, and she's doing the lead again. The second of a passel of songs by Tricia inspired by natural disasters. We could do a lot of that over here in New Zealand. This one came to her after hearing a CBC report, radio report about family losses due to fire. A new take on an old song title. It's called Fire on the Mountain, which you associate with a fiddle tune, but this time it's a song. So two pieces from John Reichman and the Jaybirds featuring Tricia Gagnon and both of them, and they sound like this.
When the swans return to our cornfield in winter and snow caps the mountains that surround, you'll know by this I'm on my way to you now. Dearest friend, I'm homeward bound. And if you see the white line blooming in springtime and sweet perfume fills the night air, you'll know by this I'm on my way to you now. My heart with you I long to share. From the shore of this distant place the stars outshine the night, and I wish you were here by my side. As true as the crow flies, I'll return to you, 'cause in each other's arms a world feels right, and you're always in my thoughts and prayers each night. Colors of autumn, morning fog turns to diamonds on grass. You'll know by this I'm on my way to you now. We'll be together at long last. From the shore of this distant place, the stars outshine the night. I wish you were here by my side. As true as the crow flies, I'll return to you, 'cause in each other's arms a world feels right, and you're always in my thoughts and prayers each night. Thank you.
cornfield in winter, and snow caps the mountains that surround. You'll know by this I'm on my way to you now. Dearest friend, I'm homeward bound. I'm on my way to you, love, the truest friend I've ever found.
It doesn't matter why, 'cause it's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our lives.
Lived here 30 years, watched our children grow. It's so hard now to leave and let our homestead go. We gather up our treasures of new and of old, but these memories we made here in our hearts we'll hold.
I hear my neighbors cry, flames rushing toward us, smoke burns our eyes.
Was it lightning or an act of man?
It doesn't matter why, 'cause it's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our lives. Toward us, smoke burns our eyes.
Was it lightning or an act of man?
It doesn't matter why, 'cause there's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our life. Fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our life.
Oh, that's John Roshman and the Jaybirds with Tricia Gagnon singing lead in those songs that she'd written. They have a great sound. They're a sort of bluegrassy sound, aren't they? But also a sort of folky sound, and maybe it's just a Canadian sound of music. All good music. I love it. Next song is an interesting one. I've never heard a song before this written about a pair of shoes, but this Tim O'Brien album, Traveller, has a picture on the front of a pair of black and white sneakers, just like that. And the first track is one called Kelly Joe's Shoes. And that's got to be an intriguing name for a bluegrass song. And it's a lovely story. It's all about how he got given a pair of shoes from Kelly Joe and took them travelling with him, and they've been all over the world. It's a great song from Tim O'Brien, and we're going to play it now.
up in Portland. I stayed there with him one time. He had a new pair of high top sneakers. Didn't fit him, but they fit me fine. I laced up his Converse sneakers. We drove down the California line. After we played a little gig in Chico, he headed home. He left me behind. He said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. A lot of fun in those black Chuck Taylors, the finest shoe has never been worn. I can see where I've been in the color fade, and I can see what I learned with the frayed and worn. I walked off the tread on the concrete pavement of London and Dublin and New York town. I shook out the sand from the ocean beaches. I left it on the floor of an airport lounge. Said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. Today it rained at the Bluegrass Festival. Squishy squashing through the fields all day. I rinsed them out in the cool lake water. I washed that mountain mud away. Now I'm sitting in a friendly kitchen. The wind outside, it howls and blows. I let them dry by a cozy fire and warm my soaked and wrinkled toes. He said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. These are shoes that like to travel. No telling where they'll take me to. Still not done scratching gravel. Still gotta show me a thing or two. Said, take these shoes and be on your way. It looks like you got traveling to do. Come back and see me some other day. Tell me all about where they took you to. Tell me all about where they took you to. Lives up in Portland. I stayed there with him one time. He had a new pair of high top sneakers. Didn't fit him, but they fit me fine.
Yeah, oh, isn't that a neat song? It's got some great lines in it. And take these shoes and tell me where they take you to. Oh, I just think that's an excellent song, and it's got a real groovy rhythm there, as Tim O'Brien is wont to do with some of his songs. Sounds great. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and the show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm glad you've tuned in. You might be listening on one of the access radio stations in New Zealand. There's a whole bunch of them. Comes out of Hamilton, of course, on Free FM, but it also airs on the Raglan Community Station, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, lots of places in New Zealand. You can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass in some odd times of the day and night that this show turns up. And also, we have a deal with some Canadian stations, and the show comes to you from CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Southern, and then in Prince George in British Columbia, and then in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Lots of places you can listen on the radio. And, of course, a big shout-out to all the people that tune in on their podcasts. Every week, lots of people, and I know many of you write to me at Paul Trenrith, that either care of the station's the best idea. Just go to the Free FM webpage and it'll always get to me. But you might be listening on Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways you can listen. And I'm delighted to be able to accompany you in your daily walks and motorbike rides and in your workshops and salons and different places where you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I love playing some of these songs to you. I'm going to play a song from Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. This is my band that I played with for many, 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 many years. Alan Rhodes is a great guitarist and lead singer. He's singing lead on this one. It's a live recording made in 1970 at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland, which was a place where they had music frequently, folk music, bluegrass music and things like that. And we did a live recording there, and David Calder on mandolin and tenor vocals, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, Colleen Bain, she was then, on fiddle, and then Paul Trenrith, that's me, on banjo, and it's a Mike Nesmith tune. We heard it done by the Monkees, and we thought that would make a great bluegrass tune, and it's one called Good Clean Fun, and I have no idea why it's called that. I'm sure they could have come up with a better name, but that name sort of stuck. It's a working title, I guess, and here's Good Clean Fun from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
There's a smile on the wind as it touches my face and starts to erase all the gloom. And the sun with a kiss begins to dismiss the memory of my life without you. Oh, it seems like yesterday that my path took me away, although I know it's been at least a year. But now my path hits home, and your patient time alone has brought me even closer to you, dear. And this plane gets closer every minute I look down to a watch that keeps looking back at me. And it says to me, be patient, son, you waited this long. How can I be strong? And this plane gets closer every minute I look down to a watch that keeps looking back at me. And it says to me, be patient, son, you've waited this long. How can I be strong? Now the plane is finally down and the engines stop their sound. I look into the crowd and they stand. And the gap that once was time has forever closed behind. I told you I'd come back and here I am. Yes, I told you I'd come back and here I am. Oh, I told you I'd come back and here I am.
Oh, it's good listening to that again. I hadn't remembered that ending with all the bump, 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 bump on different chords, and it sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? We'll have to have another go at that again. Alan's lying low. He's just had some back surgery. So if he's listening to this, I hope he doesn't jump around and disrupt his surgical attempts to repair his back there. But he was a great singer and a great guitarist, always drove the band with a strong rhythm playing. Let's hear from Sawmill Road again, The Last Train to Dixie.
Standing at the station, suitcase in my hand. My bags are packed and my eyes are on the rail up ahead. Waiting for the train, it's gonna take me away back to the country, Lord, it's where I'm gonna stay. The mountain breeze holds out its hands to me while I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. This is my last chance to go back where I belong. I haven't got a dime, but I'm freedom of my childhood days, where we lived in the midst of the mountains in our simple country ways. Say this northern city can't compare to the south. Folks up here don't know what it's all about. I've seen so many things, I can't believe it's why I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. This is my last chance to go back where I belong. I haven't got a dime, but I'm going home. This cold northern life just isn't for me. I'm waiting on the last train to Dixie. Engineer, don't be late, please be on time. Take me back to a home that's always been mine, where the wind whistles through the weeping willow trees in the open country. Lord, that's where I want to be. Now I can see the train coming for me. Here it comes, the last train to Dixie. Now I'm riding on train to Dixie.
That is some seriously fast playing there for Sawmill Road, and lovely clean banjo playing by Dick Brown. Just lovely. Well, we seem to be having a bit of a theme. The next song I've got selected is the Spinney Brothers going down to Charleston. So their last train to Dixie. Maybe they're catching the last train to Dixie down to Charleston, but you never know. This is how the song goes anyway.
Charleston, going down to state, going to see my darling little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today, a beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to state. Charleston, I thought I would stay. City lights were calling, calling my name. Soon I missed the Southland, I missed it every day. Soon I missed my darling, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay. Going to see my darling, little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today. The beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Find me when I'm old and gray, down in Carolina, no more will I stray. My children there beside me every day. My little wife do love me, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay. Going to see my darling, little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today. The beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Charleston, going down to stay, gonna see my darling little Laura May. The sweetest of all flowers blooming there today, a beauty of the Southland, my little Laura May. Going down to Charleston, going down to stay.
some rattlingly good bluegrass just to finish off the show there. Thanks very much for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and hope you're enjoying some of my selections and my comments about the songs. We'll take it out with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice just as a duet, playing a classic tune, the Tennessee Blues. Tune in again next week, same time, same place if you can. Thanks very much. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.